gradient. So we switched it through to reciprocal centimeters. So here you can see the inverse of the frequency with our wavelength. And the wavelength range is inconvenient, 2.5 to 25, so we'll always be dealing with like 12.2s and 3.4s. That's not good for a chemist. So we then switch scale from the wavelength scale to the wave number scale. So the wave number scale on the x-axis here goes from 4,000 down to 400. And that now is a very convenient scale because it means that you've got a difference between like 1,604 and 1,600, which is a nice convenient number for a chemist to work with. The way that we convert wavelengths through to wave number, which is the nu with a bar over it, is simply to take the wavelength written in centimeters and take the reciprocal of it. And as a result, the units for the wave number are reciprocal centimeters. Now, I don't want you to be upset about this reciprocal centimeter thing. Just accept that's the units for infrared. I have asked it a few times in the past, and a great deal of confusion has ensued, so I don't go there anymore. Just enough to know that that's always the unit that we're going to use for analysing infrared spectroscopy.